For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Century of Lies program, one of our guests was Terry Michael, a director of the Washington Center for Politics and Journalism, here speaking of an op-ed he had published in the Washington Times.
First of all, the drug war denies individual liberty. Our drug war constitutes an assault on individual liberty, privacy, and choice from both the left and the right. Liberals will fight to the death for a woman's right to abortion, and conservatives will go to the ramparts to defend gun owners. But both of them agree to throw into prison an adult who smokes dried leafy vegetation. Secondly, I pointed out that the drug war is a waste of our treasury. People have estimated someplace between $40 and $70 billion at all levels of government for this insane attack on liberty, when our resources ought to be directed at lawful, constitutional attempts to keep dangerous, politicized religious fanatics out of this country. We spend tens of billions of dollars futilely trying to interdict chemicals, most of which, in moderation, are no more harmful to the human body than alcohol and tobacco, and many of them, example marijuana, are less harmful. Third, I argued to Senator Hatch, we are creating government-induced violent black market. Alcohol didn't create Al Capone. Prohibition created Al Capone. Cocaine does not create drug cartels. America's war on drugs creates drug cartels. Fourth, I argued that government is engaging in violence against our own people. We all know about the instances of drug enforcers, the DEA, out-of-control local sheriff's offices, going in with guns blazing. They've racked up untold collateral damage, maiming and killing innocent bystanders. Fifth of my six arguments was that the drug war is promoting disrespect for the rule of law and for our democratic policymaking institutions. And finally, and I think this may be most important, the drug war is responsible for health harm creation. Our policy is creating untold health harm to millions, and this particularly affects the kind of young people I work with, college-age students. We educate them from the time they're kids about the responsible use of two potentially very dangerous but legal substances, but we try our best to keep them from learning about the real effects and side effects of other psychoactives. In fact, the drug warriors virtually lie about the effects of other psychoactives. Hundreds of thousands of people die each year from the short and long-term health damage of alcohol and tobacco. Nobody succumbs to marijuana, and remarkably few die from other legal drugs.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.